Moncrief on News Talk.
An odd thing has been happening in New York. People are being repeatedly caught on CCTV opening manholes and climbing into the sewer system, or seen getting out of it. No, they're not turtles. Andrew Buncombe is a freelance journalist in the US. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Sean, how's it going?
Is this mostly in Brooklyn this is happening?
There are a couple of the New York boroughs, the five boroughs, that where this is happening. One of them is Brooklyn, the other is Queens. And as you said, there have been a handful of incidents where CCTV video has caught these groups either descending into the sewers or else emerging. In some cases, it's been both of them. And what's been happening is that these groups are about half a dozen people, almost invariably masked, sometimes was carrying backpacks, sometimes carrying shovels, have been going in and then coming out. And neither police or the locals have any idea what they're up to. So it's a it's a genuine mystery.
Yeah. Now, are they wearing some sort of protective gear? Because they all are going down into a sewer.
Right. I mean, you would imagine. I mean, the short answer is, I don't think anything like high-tech protective gear. It's not the sort of protective equipment you might see, like at an emergency site or with doctors or, responding to something. I think it's probably, far more basic than that, and sort of some people are just wearing hoodies and jackets. Their heads are covered and they have, boots, but nothing high tech.
Yeah.
Because as you'd imagine, these aren't nice places. I used to live in New York, and the sewers are famous for the rats that pour in there and, everything else that gets washed down into there. So I think it can't be a very nice experience for them. Like, the fumes alone, you think, would kind of knock them out.
Yeah. So but presumably if they're going down there with shovels, or they're looking for something. Might there be pearls of gold in between the hipster turds floating down there?
Well, a couple of the local TV networks have spoken to residents and said, well, we have to assume they're like after treasure or this or looking for something, something of value that's been washed down there. But I mean, like, how do they know it's there? Like, have they been tipped off about something there? I mean, like, the short answer is no one knows. And, like, the officials have said, look, you're breaking the law. It's a crime. I guess it's a trespass at the very minimum. You're also putting yourself and others at danger. If someone has to come and rescue you, you're putting them at risk. And so I kind of think they might just be having a bit of a laugh and having some fun, and just kind of killing some time. One of the interesting things is it seems to happen at night. These folks have been, they've been recorded going into the sewers about 11 p.m., sometimes emerging 3 hours later about 2 a.m. So, like sort of nocturnal fun seekers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they going in and coming out of the same manholes, or are they going in,
going on
a journey someplace?
Well, I think it's a great question. I can't answer entirely, but at least in one case they were filmed going in and out of the same place, and then they were seen getting into their cars that they parked nearby and driving off. So they had a bit of a plan. And in that case, I don't know, it's possible that they've gone in at one place and come out another. I mean, like, you know, the that might be possible, but I don't know. But
yeah,
certainly some work has gone into it, and certainly some effort has gone into it. And like you said, I mean, the locals in Queens and Brooklyn seem to think they're after valuables or something, that, you know, or treasure or something. But I don't know. And like, nobody knows. And I guess until someone gets arrested, you know,
they never will.
Yeah. We won't get to the bottom of it entirely.
Maybe they'll get caught when they have to get their cars valeted. Anyway, Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with us today. There's Andrew Buncombe there, freelance journalist in the US.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.